Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Victor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Aaron Solomon.
Hey, Aaron. How are you doing today? How's it going so far?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I need to cancel my subscription with you guys.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear about that. Let me go ahead and open up the account here with us. Okay, Double Electric LLC.
Yeah, Double A Electric. Yep.
Double A Electric. Yep, that's the one. Now, is there a specific reason you wanted to cancel the services? I mean, I am seeing that you barely started them like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. So, I voiced concern because they'd made a couple posts that were clearly horrible AI that doesn't even show electrical things. And then they launched the ad campaign and posted even more of the exact same pictures I told them not to use. I'm quite upset about it. It makes me look really unprofessional. I've actually lost clients because of it.
Because we could always fix that, right? In this case,
gave a chance already and they didn't fix it. They continued to post with the same thing. It wasn't a one-time thing. It's a reoccurring thing.
Of course. I'm actually seeing that right now. And like I mentioned, I could just remove all the AI posts completely and just make sure that moving forward, we just make no AI automated posts anymore. We just use the pictures that you provide.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But the fact that that would even, like, happen in the first place, to not even know to, like, look at the things you're posting, means that there's not much care being put into it.
But we do check it out. Is there something in specific that the text said that you didn't like, or?
It's the pictures. It's very, very unprofessional, and now I'm losing money because of it, right? I'm losing money because of a service I'm paying for.
And I 100% get you, Aaron. Now, I'm actually seeing here one of my colleagues tried reaching out to you regarding this. Several times actually, and we weren't able to reach out to you. But like I mentioned, we could always correct this mistake and we could always make it better.
I'm ready to cancel. I don't know. There was a 3 month minimum thing that we had to do, and if I have to pay for it for one more month, that's fine. But
For example, right now services are paid up until April the 10th, right? But if we do cancel right now, you do have the early termination fee of the
which is how much?
It's currently $199. So you would have to be an additional month with us in order for you not to be charged the early termination fee.
Okay. I'm at the point where the early termination fee is worth the $100 that I'll save on paying for another month of it.
What was that? You cut off there a bit. I wasn't able to hear you.
Oh, I said that saving the $100 and only paying $199 to cancel it instead of $299 to keep it for an extra month makes sense to me.
Well, yeah, if you stick for another month, you wouldn't be paying the early termination fee anymore. But you're saying
but
that you want
to
cancel now,
have
not
to pay another
$300
to keep it.
Yep. So what you're saying is you want to cancel now, not pay the $299 on April 10th, and just pay the $199 for the early termination fee?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, I could definitely go ahead and process that, but like I mentioned, Aaron, I mean, we could definitely keep working on the account, and If it's better for you after April the 10th, after you pay those $299, the next month I could give you almost a full discount, right? That way next month after April the 10th, and instead of you having to pay the $299, you'd just be paying $100 for the services. That way we continue working on the account, of course we make things up to you. We make sure all the posts are up to par, and there's no errors of that type anymore.
Okay. So, I don't know. I'm pretty unimpressed. I appreciate you, and I'm not upset at you, because I don't think you do my Facebook stuff. But I just, it's unprofessional. I don't want to pay for an unprofessional service.
Because in the beginning, like, for example, on your onboarding, Aaron, were you asked about the AI automated post? Because we always ask on the onboarding, right? Whether it's
I said that's fine, but you can look at the pictures and see that there's random bolts hanging out. The wires are outside of the wall. The electrical outlets aren't actual outlets. Like, AI is not the issue. The issue was there was no proof looking through it before, like proofreading something you post. You know what I mean? Like, anybody can see that and be like, oh, hey, that's not a real thing. I probably shouldn't post this. Like, it would take 10 seconds to look at that.
And I get you 100%, because at the end of the day, I mean, you're the professional in this. You're the electrical, I mean, the electrical professional in this. At least personally myself, I mean, I would assume they're good pictures, right? But I'm not an electrician like you, right? So,
well, you've seen an outlet in a wall. Everybody has.
Of course.
Yeah. And it's got a picture of somebody working on something that's supposed to be an outlet, but it's just a made up thing that's not actually an outlet.
You see, for example, right there, I wouldn't know that, but that's just me, right? Because I'm not an electrician.
No,
I've never removed an outlet.
You've seen an outlet.
I've seen an outlet from the outside. I'm not justifying it by any means, right? But I'm just trying to understand.
That's what it's got, pictures from the outside.
Because, for example, right now I'm seeing the internals, right? It's like he's opening the outlet and he's screwing something inside, and on the other one it's the outlet without the cap and the wires are sticking out. Am I looking at the wrong one?
Well, there's a device in the middle of it that's not an outlet. There's no internals to an outlet. It's just an outlet.
Okay. For example, those are scheduled posts. The only one that was posted like that was on March the 11th. March the 11th and March the 4th. After that,
okay,
no additional ones have been posted. The other ones that you're seeing, those are scheduled posts. Ones for March 25th, April 1st, April 8th, and April the 15th. So those are scheduled posts that have not been posted and are not visible as of yet. So all of those could still be corrected. We could edit out the pictures, even edit out the text. That way it's something completely different. But the only ones that were actually posted are the ones that's showing up for March the 11th and March the 4th.
Yep. I'm not disagreeing with you there. I just am very unsatisfied with it. That's all. And don't want to keep paying for it.
I understand. So what's the one? If you want to cancel, I'll go ahead and cancel the services right now. Don't worry. But if you give us the opportunity, we could definitely make it up to you, since it was, I mean, it was a one-time thing, right?
Yeah. Yep. But that one-time thing cost me, you know, $7,000 worth of a job. Because they saw my ad post show up on their Instagram and said, oh, hey, this isn't even an outlet. This is,
oh,
you
really?
Know.
And
yes.
They told
I
you that they
work
wanted,
from contractors that I had work. Yeah. Because they think I don't know what I'm doing. Because of the post that's on Facebook. So whether that happens one time or, you know, 10 times, the one time loses me more than a year worth of the subscription of it.
I see what you mean. Well, I definitely apologize for the inconvenience. I mean, if you're willing, we could definitely make it up to you. If at the end of the day you do want to cancel services, I mean, I could definitely go ahead and process that right now. But
how about this? And you're very thankful. I'm not upset with you at all. How about we wait until when was the renewal? April 10th?
Yes, it's until April the 10th.
I can put a calendar reminder on my thing until April 10th.
Just make sure you put it for April 9th. You have to reach out to us before the actual due date, because they are automatic payments and it would get charged, right? So you could even reach out to us on the 8th or the 9th, and we could view everything together. We could discuss everything then. And in the meantime, I'll make the adjustments, make sure that no AI pictures are utilized at all. That way, moving forward, we see something completely different, okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your time on the phone today. And I'm sorry if I came off rude. I'm not trying to be rude.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, like, if I were you, hey, I'd be mad, honestly, right? And I get you 100%. I just apologize for the inconvenience. And, I mean, we barely started the services, and, I mean, you practically haven't seen what we could do for you, right? So it was just kind of a bummer that we wouldn't be able to keep working together, right, before you even saw the proper results. That's why, more than anything, we did want to make it up to you, right? But since we're not going to be using those pictures, would you be able to provide us any pictures on your end? Like, it doesn't even have to be much, at least 5 to 10 pictures that we could just alternate and even make the post a lot more frequently.
I can do that today when I get home. I'm currently driving, but I can post it when I get home. Is it just on the local Flash app thingy?
Yep, just go ahead and upload it directly there. That way the picture doesn't lose quality. I'll get the notification on my end. As soon as you upload those, I'll make sure that they get sorted out and will they get applied properly.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, in that case, I'll go ahead and get working on that right away. And again, I apologize for the inconvenience, Aaron. And we'll just make sure that you reach out to us on the 8th or the 9th, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, Aaron. Stay safe out there and have a good rest of your day.
Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ooh-wee!